Meantime, the chief executive of the DAA, which runs Dublin and Cork airports, has called for a roadmap for exiting mandatory hotel quarantine and for easing the blanket restrictions on overseas travel as the COVID vaccination programme rolls out. Dalton Phillips was speaking as the DAA reported losses of €284 million for last year due to the impact of the COVID pandemic. We'll talk to him in just a moment. But first, speaking in the Dáil this lunchtime, Tánaiste Leo Varadkar said he recognises that airlines wanted to get back flying again, but he said it was simply too soon to talk about international travel.
Airports have received very large amounts in grant funding from the government in recent weeks, recent months, and airlines have been among the biggest beneficiaries, in fact, of the employment wage subsidy scheme. So hundreds of millions has gone to the aviation sector already during this pandemic. But what they want and what they need is to get back to business, back flying again and working again. That's what they want, not grants from government. However, it is, I think, just too soon for that return to international travel, unfortunately. The pandemic is raging around the world. It is worse than it ever was.
The Taoiseach speaking a little earlier. Well, we can talk now, as I said, to Dalton Phillips, Chief Executive of the DAA. Reporting figures today, Dalton Phillips, for last year, which really lay out in very stark terms the impact of the pandemic and the restrictions that have accompanied it on your business.
So very significant losses and a swing year on year of nearly €400 million, Brian. So we had to take some very significant actions to manage our cost base, to improve our liquidity. But now we need to, as the Taoiseach was saying, we need a roadmap to open the country back up. And we need to start that dialogue because the industry just can't turn on a dime. You can't just open the tap and turn aviation back on. There's a huge amount of certification. So we need to have very clear actions in place to open it up.
So you accept then that there isn't going to be an early return to international travel on any kind of significant scale, but you want a plan as to how that might happen?
We need to see how we can exit out of mandatory hotel quarantine and the travel bans and what is the criteria. And we need lead time because the industry, as I said, it just can't turn on a dime. And that debate needs to happen. Clearly, health needs to take primacy, but we are an outlier in Europe. Nobody else has the restrictions that we have in place anywhere else in the EU. And Ireland's competitive positioning in the sector is going to be dramatically curtailed unless we have this roadmap. We've come together as an industry. We've given 12 recommendations to the government, but we need substantive engagement now from government on that plan.
To the extent that we've any indication about what the exit might be, the proposed EU vaccine passport, it would seem, will be crucial.
And it's critical that we are leaning into Brussels and that we're there at the table because there's a lot of technology behind this. And in parallel, we need to have our own sort of mitigation plans in case we fall behind. 26th of June is rapidly approaching. That's essentially when it's going to kick in. And this is a huge piece of work that needs to be undertaken by the state. We're obviously, as an industry, happy to lean in, support wherever we can. We can't fall behind. We used to be connected to over 200 cities around the world. Ireland has boxed above its weight internationally in aviation. We're now dramatically falling behind. We will need that connectivity as and when it's fit to open the country. And we're going to need every minister in the state with a passport on a plane into those capital cities, working with us, the IDA, Enterprise Ireland, trying to attract airlines back.
You make the point that the industry can't turn a dime. You need time to prepare for all of this. You've let go, is it 1,000 Irish-based staff over the last year or so? They've exited the business. How do you go about replacing those, bringing people back in, bringing new people in?
Well, that's exactly the point. A third of our staff have had to leave the business. Everybody took somewhere between a 20 and a 45% salary cut all through for the last 12 months. And of course, rehiring, the amount of certification that goes on, because it's a heavily regulated sector, as it should be, because safety is primacy. That all takes time. So we're just saying to government, we need substantive engagement. What is the roadmap? What are the decisions of how and when we can reopen? What is the plan to exit out of mandatory hotel quarantine and lift the travel ban?
The loss of routes that you've identified there, might some of those be gone for good? And how long might it take to recover others?
Well, in the same way that Ireland has this wonderful relationship with the US and we have access to the White House that many other countries much bigger could only, you know, envy to have, here we are in aviation, it's been exactly the same. We punch way above our weight. If you take Dublin, for example, we connect through to 25 cities in North America. You take somewhere like Lyon, which is the second largest urbanized area in France, it doesn't connect to a single capital or a single in North America. So we have to rebuild that. And I think it's going to take an enormous charm offensive. And the narrative today that's coming out is so negative on in terms of Irish aviation because our measures are so restrictive versus the rest of Europe. I fear for our competitive position when we go out and try and sell the Irish proposition versus all these other cities around Europe which will be selling their proposition.
All right, Dalton Phillips, Chief Executive of the DAA, thanks for talking to us here on the programme.